Yeah, in later years, the folks bought a strainer, but it was way later.
I see. Did they have names for a thin milk?
Skim milk.
That's what they call it. I see. And when the milk had started to go sour, that was called, or well,
Clabbered milk.
I see. And what could they make out of clabbered milk?
Cheese. Cottage
That's
cheese.
what they call it. Did they ever call it smear case?
No.
And your mother did some baking, I guess. She made cornbread. Other types of bread she
Oh,
made?
yeah, she made light bread all the time. She made pies, she made cakes. As we girls got old enough, she let us take over the cake making. But I never made a pie till I was 16, 17 years old. Because she didn't think we knew how, so.
Were these types of cakes, were those things you would eat in the morning, or
Pancakes?
I see, or were they dessert cakes?
No, they were just plain old pancakes.
I see.
We didn't eat many pancakes, we made biscuits. Dad wanted his biscuits and gravy. No getting around that.
Southern tradition, huh? I see. What was it, you mentioned you had white bread or wheat bread?
White bread.
I see. And what is it that makes the dough rise?
Yeast.
Let's see, what else? Any other Southern traditions like having a cookout? And what would you call that if you were to cook ribs at a cookout?
If we do what?
To cook ribs, I guess, at a cookout.
Barbecue.
Is that what a barbecue would mean to you?
Or you can barbecue steaks or wieners, hamburger.
So
chicken.
A barbecue is just using a fire?
Oh no, a barbecue usually winds up being a picnic.
I see. Okay. What about, if you wanted a soft drink, a carbonated beverage, how would you ask for it? What would you call the whole class?
Can of pop.
Can of pop, okay. And in those days, did people, you ever hear of unlicensed liquor?
Mm-hmm.
Not at all.
Bootleg liquor.
Uh-huh.
That's what you want.
Is that what they called it?
Mm-hmm.
They ever call it moonshine?
Moonshine. It was moonshine in North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
Wisconsin, but I think it was just whiskey here.
I see. Okay. And I don't know if you ever go to church socials or potluck dinners or anything. They tell you to bring a
covered dish.
What are different types of covered dishes?
Oh, there's vegetables, and there's potatoes, and there's meat, and there's salads, and bread, and everything that goes to make up a meal is termed covered dish.
I see. Now, sometimes people make a dish and take it for one of those that they use tuna fish with it. Are you acquainted with that?
Tuna fish casserole.
Uh-huh. Now, is a casserole a covered dish?
Yeah.
But a covered dish isn't necessarily a casserole.
Oh, no, you can take a skillet covered and it's a covered dish.
I see. Okay, I was a little confused on that. All right, well, we're zooming along here. When you lived out on the ranch, what did they use to separate the land?
Fences.
Okay, were there different kinds or wood?
Four wire fences.
I see. Now, was it all barbed wire, or?
Well, there was a fence post in between.
I see. But did they ever have these woven fences, or?
Yeah, we had woven fences around the hog lot.
Mm-hmm.
But that was all till sheep began to come into the country, and then you had to have some woven fences.
Mm-hmm. It was mostly barbed wire.
Yeah, barbed wire fences.
I see. Wooden fences at all?
Mm-mm. Pole corrals around for the cattle.